Hello. It's Thursday, September the 16th, and we are in Isaiah chapter 52, and just one verse today, just verse 7. And it's a very familiar verse because it's quoted in the New Testament. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And you'll remember perhaps that that verse is cited in the 10th chapter of Romans when Paul is making the point that the gospel is not just for Jews, but it's also for Gentiles. And how wonderful it is, this picture of a runner with good news. And it made me think of the Battle of Marathon in 490 BC. This was a battle between Athens and the Persians, and the Persian forces. It took place outside of Athens at a point maybe 24, 25 miles away from Athens, and the commanders of the Persian forces included Datis and Artaphernes, and the Greeks won a great battle against the Persians in 490 BC, and they weren't really expected to win this, and they weren't expected to win this partly by the Persians' understanding that they didn't need to bring all of their forces. They sent half of their forces on ships around the bay towards Athens itself, now unguarded and unprotected. And so they sent a runner who ran 140 miles in less than 2 days, Pheidippides, his name was, to tell the Athenians not to surrender to the Persians because the Athenians had won the battle of Marathon. And as soon as they had finished the battle, the conquering Athenians of the battle hot-footed it back to the city and to the coast line, so that when the Persian ships actually came, they saw all of these Athenian soldiers on the shore, and they fled. So it's one of the great battles, and I've just abbreviated it. But that's the picture here, that runner, Pheidippides, who ran 140 miles to warn the Athenians and the Spartans, for that matter, of the great victory of Athens. Well, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. That's it for today. I'll see you again next Monday.